This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Italy's new interior minister proposed a special census to count the Roma population in Italy, which was quickly and widely condemned as reminiscent of Mussolini, the country's fascist dictator in World War II. Commerce Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross shorted stock in a shipping company days after learning last year that reporters were preparing a potentially negative story about his dealings with the Kremlin Link company. All four former first ladies have condemned the practice of family separation and child imprisonment. Movie producers with shows connected to Fox channels have condemned Fox News for its coverage on the border. Microsoft employees in an open letter have protested the software maker's work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and asked the company to stop working with the agency because of family separation. Australia has fined Apple for refusing to fix its iPads and iPhones. Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, will throw his personal fortune behind a Democratic campaign to take control of the House of Representatives to the tune of $80 million. Canada is set to become only the second country to legalize recreational marijuana throughout their borders, setting the date for October in order to allow provinces to finish preparation and local regulations. President Trump backed down from his hardline attack on families by issuing an executive order banning family separation and mandating their placement throughout the process. Nothing was determined for the 2,300 now incarcerated. Houston has said it does not want a detention facility. New York State has said it does not want to hold children on its borders. Airlines have indicated they do not want to transport children away from their families. 600 Methodists have scolded Attorney General Sessions for his stance. The issue remains red hot. According to a new report, one woman in three who have had breast reconstruction after a mastectomy have complications, and one in five require additional surgery. An early United Nations draft report on the recapture of Damascus suburbs had information about chemical attacks omitted from the final version, which said that Syrian government forces had committed war crimes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.